Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. You know what I really appreciate?
What's
I appreciate
that?
The fact that we're on day whatever, like
15?
I think it's 18 or something like that.
Oh, 15 in the podcast.
We're in the third week of this quarantine.
Yes.
And I got a phone call from our dentist saying that my appointment was canceled. I just like how they're on top of it.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, maybe you're stuck at home. Maybe the world's stuck at home. Guess what? We are too.
Are you worried about your teeth?
I'm not. I take great care of them. I floss. I brush.
Mm-hmm.
I mouthwash.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm not like, you know, getting into fist fights.
You're not playing hockey?
No, I'm not playing hockey. We haven't taken the hoverboard out. So my teeth are great for now. And when this is all said and done, when this is over with, and we get back to some sense of normalcy, I'll go back there and I will get my teeth cleaned.
Get that cavity drilled out.
No, what? Cavities? No. Jeff, who's on the podcast today?
On the podcast today is officially Ice.
Yo, one of our favorite people, not only to talk to on the podcast, but in real life. A great dude.
Good texter.
Great texter. We wanted to talk to him about a bunch of things, but because today or yesterday was the 1 year anniversary of Nipsey Hussle's passing, we wanted to have a discussion with somebody who was very, very close with him. Shout out to Officially Ice.
Yes, we also have Sasha J on the podcast.
Sasha J, one of our great friends who flies for a certain airline. Mm-hmm. She is a flight attendant. And, you know, it's a fascinating perspective from somebody who is really affected by this in a way that we have not had a discussion with someone about.
And we also have Jamal Jamo.
Shout out to Jamal Jamo, one of our best friends. He's out there in Hollywood, California.
Yes, he's so Hollywood.
He's been Hollywood.
Yeah, he was Hollywood even before he left for Hollywood.
But, you know, that is one of the funniest people that we know in real life. This conversation is one of the funniest.
Yeah, we talk a lot about Tiger King.
We do. And very, very touchy subject today.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll get to that. And right now, Jeff, let's get to Officially Ice.
Yo.
Yo, we're looking for the president of Black Twitter.
Wrong number. I don't know who that is, bro. I have no idea who that is. I keep hearing about the dude. I don't know who it is, though.
Yo, Ice, how are you doing through all this craziness?
Oh, man, it's great. Like, I mean, people just sit their ass down and it can hopefully be over with, though.
Yeah. How has it been for someone like you who has a regular job at Foot Action and all of a sudden...
Yeah, are you allowed to like get days off?
Yeah,
do you have to wear a mask? Are you essential?
How does this work?
I'm essential.
Yeah.
So I'm still working.
Oh, like, essential gang.
Yeah. I'm essential. It actually made me respect my job more, if that even makes sense. Nah, because I sit there and I'm like, it's a lot of people. Like, tomorrow's the first. It's a lot of people who don't know what they're going to do come tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, here in New York, where there's a bill that's supposedly going around that's supposed to delay rent for 3 months. I don't know how exactly that would work because, like, then where, like,
yeah,
how,
I don't know.
How does anything, like, the whole thing falls apart. So I don't know.
Right. Yeah, that's what people like, oh, you know, I don't, if it's delayed for a month, 2 months, however many months, you still got to pay that, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, so, okay, so now you got to, a bill that's astronomical and you still can't. You still fucked up.
Yeah. Ice, obviously today is a heavy day for a lot of reasons, but
yeah.
As we all know, a year ago we lost Nipsey Hussle, and I just want to know how you're doing.
I mean, it's never going to feel real. Like, I still can't bring myself to say, you know, like, those three letters that you say when somebody passes.
Yeah. Yep.
It's just, you know, I've just been remembering stuff, you know, listening to the music. I watched the, shouts the title, I watched the Victory Lap concert.
Yep.
You know, just stuff like that. I looked through the memorial book that they handed out at his celebration.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. That Karen Civil put together. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just sitting there looking through all of that kind of stuff, and that's really it, man. It's rough though. It's rough. It's certain verses I can't listen to still. Like they Higher came on in the shuffle earlier, I immediately hit skip. Perfect 10, I can't listen to. Racks in the Middle, I can't listen to.
Yeah.
Like it's crazy.
How did Nip come into your life?
You know what? Let me see. We first met. I was in LA, and you know, him just being very active on social media, and I guess he saw that I was in LA, and shot me a DM and was like, "Yo, come by the store." Mm. And it's funny because it was my very first time in LA. I knew nothing about locations and any of that type of stuff. And I'm with my homegirl from out there, and I just give her the address. And she looked at the address, and she's like, "Yo, this is it." I forgot what she called it, but she's like, "You sure this is where he said it comes?" So I'm like, "All right, you know, what's wrong? Do I need to know something?" I remember I had on a Cincinnati Reds fitted. And again, I'm not from there. I don't know nothing.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But my homegirl, she's like, "Nah, you got to take that off." I'm like, "What?" You know, she's like, "Nah, just put this, you know, put this on. No hat. Don't wear no hat. Just wear your hood." I'm mm-hmm. like, "Yo, it's just a hat." But come to find out, that means a lot out there. So she kind of looked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it. We just, it was that instance. And came by the store, just chopped it up, met him, Sam, just talked about a bunch of shit. Like, I never knew dude like that until then. And then I also, Jade had put together a show at, I want to say it was like the Bowery Ballroom or something in the city. This is like 2011 or 10 or something. And she's like, "Yo," she tapped me to host it. I don't even host shows, but... All right, cool. And it was Nip. So that was another time, you know, that's when, oh, yeah, I remember you, you know, just familiarity began. And then, you know, anytime out here, I get the call and, you know, like he was putting out his project. He hit me. "Yo, I'm about to send you the project. Don't let nobody hear it. Just, it's just for you to vibe with," as a lot of other people do.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, it's just pretty. It was pretty, pretty cool, man. He's a good dude, man.
You know, and I'm not sure if we discussed this, but the we were with him 2 weeks before
at the store.
Okay,
they were we were with Emery, and they were doing their collaboration hat,
mm-hmm.
And we were just chopping it up and hanging out. And
it was so positive. That was the crazy thing. Yeah.
It was crazy positive. But there was a little there was a little kid who had to be 13 or 14 who was tagging along with us. We didn't know him. He just met us. He saw that we were like,
He came with John Monopoly.
Yeah, yeah. And so he saw that we knew certain people, and so he was like just sort of staying close to us. And the moment that we were with Nip, he walked up and he was like, "Yo, I'm an upcoming artist, da da da, whatever." And Nip was like, "Cool, I like your energy. Here's my cell and my email." And we were so blown away by that because, like, this is a kid none of us knew. We couldn't co-sign him. He just, like, pulled up. Nip just liked his energy, said that to him. And, you know.
He was a man of the people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's he was very, he never wanted people to feel like, you know, just because I made it to a certain level, I'm better than you. You know what I mean? Like, he was very, very, very down to earth. It's a lot, man. It's a lot. Losing him.
Do you feel like, and I know what you've done over the last year. I know what his team has done for the last year, in keeping his memory alive, his building his legacy up, and keeping the momentum going. But do you feel like people realize now, a year afterwards, what he meant as a human being?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's people at my job. Like, me personally, I wear, I've been wearing Crenshaw hoodies to work for the last, I want to say, 3 years. It's just, even prior to all of this. So then they started to, they don't know anything about rap or anything. So it's like, "Yo, I see isn't that the guy?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And it's like, "Yo, I know nothing about his music, but everything I've been hearing, like, this, he was such a good person for his people and for where he's from." It's people that are not fans of Nip the rapper. They're fans of Nip the person. They don't even know Nip the rapper. That's why I keep pushing, like, "Yo, it's some good music in here." Mm-hmm. Like, I get it. He did all this extra greatness. But if you're a fan of somebody who has something to say, some substance in their music, he got that for you too. Like, here, take a listen to some of these records. You'll find out that, oh shit, I probably would have been a fan of his had I known.
Mm.
So I try to just introduce people to the music, because there's a lot of people that are hearing so much about what he's done. Yes, he was a positive force in the community. He's a, you know, philanthropist. He's you know, everything good you can say, that was him.
Do you have a specific project that you go back to more than any other?
Probably Crenshaw.
Mm-hmm.
Crenshaw was just, I don't know, that was like, you know, the whole Proud to Pay campaign it, you know, and he really went out of his way to make sure that I'm going to charge people $100 for it. I want them to feel like they didn't get gypped when they buy this. So it was just, he put that, it's either Crenshaw in the first marathon.
Mm. Did you talk to him before, like, about his approach to Crenshaw, like, when that was happening?
Nah, actually, the only person I talked to about it was Drama. Like, Drama mm-hmm. told me a lot about things that was going on that they were working on. But I didn't know about the Proud to Pay campaign. It popped up, and I just seen people clowning, like, oh, get the hell out of here. Like, ain't nobody paying for that. I was like, yeah, okay, show me the link. Where's the link? Where is the link? And I absolutely purchased immediately.
So I think a lot of people who follow you on online know that you are super, super, super into Apple products.
Absolutely.
I think that, you know, that's sort of undisputed. Do you, though, fuck with Apple Music, or do you fuck with, like, Tidal and Spotify, or do you rank them in a certain way?
I'm anti-streaming.
Yeah.
I hate streaming with a passion, because of the false idea it gives people who don't really know.
Mm.
You know, you don't own your music anymore. It's a gimmick.
Yeah.
When you click download on these albums and things from Apple Music or from Tidal or from Spotify, you're not downloading the album. You're just saving a playlist that they give you access to.
Mm.
You're paying them to say, here's what you can listen to. The second they decide, okay, you can't listen to this no more, it's gone.
Yeah.
And I don't like that.
So how do you get your music now?
Oh, I'm a hoarder. Like, I tell everybody, I tell people, yo, build your libraries, because for whatever reason, good, bad, you know, somebody commits some type of crimes, anything.
Anything.
If they decide you can't hear this anymore, it's gone, and there's nothing you can do about it.
I saw that you have, like, all of your Aaliyah stuff on your computer, obviously, but I mean, like, but in terms of, like, new stuff that's coming out, like, where do you get it? Are you still, like, going to the Z-Shares of the world? Like, the, you don't have to put out
I got my sources, and then for people that I support, I buy.
Yeah.
Like, I go into the iTunes store, and I'll pay the $9.99, $12.99, or $16.99 if it's a deluxe. I don't care. I have no problem supporting. Like, I spend a lot of money supporting the artists that I like.
Oh, yeah. For sure. But listen, we understand, you know, the merch that you ordered from certain artists and physicals and yeah.
Yeah. I people invite me to their shows all the time, and I appreciate that. I walk in, the first thing I'm looking for is the merch booth. Where's your merch booth? And give me some of everything. And anybody, like, I go to shouts to Cam, Low Key, and all them. I go to Duce Palooza. As soon as I get there, I'm going to the merch booth.
Mm-hmm.
I want T-shirts, cups, towels, whatever y'all got, I'm paying for it.
What's the craziest bit of merch that you've gotten over the years?
Probably some of that damn Astro World overpriced shit. Bro, I paid like, oh my God, I paid like 200 something for hoodies. And,
Jesus.
And then anytime I go now, I got my wife with me, so I got to get her. You know, so it goes from,
and
just
you got
me
a kid,
a hoodie and a t-shirt.
You got to get the onesie now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she got the Crenshaw onesie, which she will be wearing today.
There you go. Wait, does that Astroworld hoodie, like that $200 hoodie, keep you warmer, or what's the story here?
Man, no, it don't keep you warmer. It's a regular zip up hoodie. It's just got, it's like super embroidered. It's dope.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
It's really dope. But it's a $200 hoodie. Like, I went to the marathon pop-ups that Nip
had, here in New York?
Well, that they had for him. Yeah,
yeah.
In New York.
Yeah.
And I got there, and I mean, like, I saw that line was...
Yeah, I heard the line was crazy.
Around the corner.
Yeah.
I got in the store and I was like, all right, first thing I'm gonna do is go get this exclusive jacket they're talking about. $500. It's a bomber jacket. Listen, I love y'all. That's not happening. That's not happening. Let me wear the hoodies. Okay, let me buy a bunch of hoodies and t-shirts and hats and stuff. I'm not doing that. Yeah, not doing that.
A question that I'm sure everybody on Twitter wants to know: have you ever been confused for Baron Davis in person?
Nah, not in person. No, I haven't gotten it in person because we don't look alike.
It's not what I heard.
Let me think. Have I gotten anybody? I used to get a certain person back in high school because I had braids. And yeah, I'm just gonna leave that alone. All right.
Can I put a guess out there?
We don't look different. We don't look the same now at all.
Okay,
you wouldn't guess. But back in high school, yeah, his first album and his first and second album, we kind of resembled each other. So,
oh, Marion?
Nah, it was a rapper.
No, my real guess was Beanie Siegel, but maybe not.
One of my favorite things is that whenever Jeff sees Sheik Looch out in the street,
I say that I'm like, yo, CC Sabathia.
Yeah, I see that.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see that. Absolutely. And they're both the same size. Like big dudes. Pause. But yeah.
Yeah.
I see that.
Yeah. These are really unpredictable times now. A lot of people are getting misinformation out there. A lot of people just are not careful. A lot of people are still congregating. It's crazy. Do you know anyone who is still outside, who is still like just avoiding
being
common
active.
Sense?
Yeah.
Bro, let me tell you, it's funny you ask that. So what's today? Wednesday. Monday, I'm driving through my old hood. And I rode past the middle school. The basketball court looked like it was a regular summer day.
Everyone's running?
Everybody's running. People on the sides wide. I'm like, dude, what? Like
madness.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, the stores try it. You know, they try to any store I've been in now, they got the lines marked on the ground to try to keep people 6 feet apart,
yep.
Stuff like that.
Yep.
They're letting only a limited amount of people in stores.
Yep.
But in the hood, nobody cares about none of that. It's all being ignored.
Do you feel bad for them, or do you feel like they know what they're doing?
No, I feel bad for everybody because it's like, honestly, I don't think we're ever going to get back to what it used to be.
Right.
I think things are just going to be different.
Yeah.
I don't know how different, but things are absolutely going to be different. But I think people are not taking it serious, so they're just brushing it off. They're not going to take it serious until one or two things happen. One or three things. One, someone close to them has to die from it, unfortunately. Two, someone that we all love has to die from it. Or three, the government steps in and do like China did and say, all right, you know what? We're not doing essential travel. We're doing nothing. You all are locked in wherever you are.
Right.
Then people are going to say, okay, this is real. Like, it's places that do not close that are closing.
Yeah.
When you start seeing Waffle House close, all right.
I mean, the NBA.
Yeah.
Like, everything. You know?
Bro, I was driving through the hood, and I'm just saying things that people in the hood, these are signs you should take it serious. The other couple, about a week or so ago, liquor stores were closed. Chinese takeout joints were closed.
Yeah,
yeah.
They never, the nail salons closed. Barbershops closed. Like, these are things that I don't care if it's 12 feet of snow. They're going to find a way to get that door open
so
they can get business. And they're closed. So if this is not telling you, all right, look, maybe this is a little serious and we should stop playing around.
Yeah. Are you and yours good right now?
Oh, yeah, we're good. I don't want to say stockpile, but like I'm loaded up with pretty much everything that we need for a little bit. I make sure that my mom, my grandparents, and my aunt and uncle, that they're good. I actually just dropped some stuff off to them yesterday.
Dope.
I got a bunch of I was able to get a bunch of masks. I got gloves. I got Lysol, bleach. You know, just disinfecting stuff. Excuse me. Everybody's good on, because I know it's like impossible to find toilet tissue, but I just make sure me and mine are good.
That's
like,
good.
All, yeah, that's great.
I went. You know, my baby's drinking formula, and I probably spent close to $1,000 on just formula, just stocking that up. I believe it. I know they say you shouldn't. People are like, oh, you shouldn't stock it up. You shouldn't stock it up. Yeah, but you know what? I'd rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
This whole thing, you know, podcasts, I think, are super important to keeping a person's, like, routine still going.
Yeah.
I want to know, before the quarantine and during the quarantine, how much of the 6 hours of Joe Budden podcasts every week are you listening to?
Zero. Zero before, zero now. It's nothing against them. Like, a lot of the things that they say on the podcast, we've talked about in our group chat.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's regurgitated information, a lot of it. So I'm cool, but I get it. You know, the listeners, they love it. Me personally, I cannot listen to people talk, like, just nonstop.
Sometimes they like to kill you for no reason, by the way.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's fine. I don't care. Like, I got the thickest skin in the world. They could say whatever. I don't care. It's all, those are my guys.
Yeah.
It's all love. Like, even them, like, you know, usually on the weekends, we link up at Joe's and play Monopoly.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't even do that. Like, you know, they'll send a message. Hey, you know, what's up? We playing today. And a couple of the other fellows will go. I'm not going. Like, I can't. My baby just turned 2 months old.
Yeah.
I can't take any risks at this point. Nothing. Even so, I haven't been up there. I'm not going to play Monopoly. If it's not dropping off some supplies to my family, coming to work or at the supermarket or pharmacy or something, I'm home.
Oh, I don't blame you whatsoever. I have one last question. I don't know, Jeff, if you
have one more.
Okay. My last question is this. So on Joe's podcast, they do joke regularly about who is the most and least industry. And there's this, like, you know, ongoing conversation about that. Do you have any thoughts between Joe, Rory, Maul, and Parks, who is the...
Or say Vaughn.
Who are the most and who are the least industry?
Most industry gotta be... most industry overall or right now? Because I think that's two different answers, too.
Right now.
Well, I'll take both.
Right now, I'm going to say most industry is Joe.
Okay.
But I think overall, most industry is definitely probably Rory or Maul.
Wow.
It's out of the two of them.
Wow.
Yeah, I feel like...
Maul's real industry.
I feel like Maul's the most industry.
He's sneaky industry.
Yeah.
Like, Maul will walk into a room and everybody in there knows him on a first name basis, but you wouldn't know that.
You know, again, you know, very important time for podcasts. When is your podcast with B coming back?
There we go.
I thought that's where the question was.
I know.
Going.
I thought so too. Yeah.
I definitely thought so. It's funny.
You don't have a podcast.
I don't have a podcast. I think it's not for me personally. I think just because everybody's doing it and they're popular does not mean I need to follow suit. I tried it. I did not like it. Mm. I never even wanted to try it. I got talked into it.
Well, mm-hmm. Who talked you in? B talked you into it?
No. Somebody else talked me into it. Mm. There was an entire plan, and I just was like, bro, this ain't me. Like, I don't just sit and talk.
Right.
You know what I mean?
They were like,
but you do it on your Twitter. And I'm like, no, I really don't know, because I'm doing so many other things while I'm tweeting.
Right.
Yeah.
Where I'm not sitting stationary with a mic in my face just talking about shit. Like,
right.
I don't really care that much about it to devote that much attention to it.
I mean, like, I will say you are one of my favorite people to talk to in person and also on the podcast. So I'm happy that you picked up the phone today. I'm happy that you have been on our thing before.
Oh, yeah. Nah, man. Yeah. Y'all know. You guys know. Like, we talk. For people who don't know, the three of us talk all the time.
We do.
Like,
we do.
Like, I probably talk to y'all more than, like, it's either out of my normal group chat than it's y'all.
Well,
like, that's how. And we talk about everything. Like,
we do.
People listening, y'all will never know.
Listen.
Trust me, you will never know. But
Ice,
yeah, man.
Ice Man, we appreciate you in real life and here, and we love you. Take care of you and yours. Stay safe out there. And
yo, I need y'all to come out with some more merch, man.
Hey,
like,
man.
Like, you know, I got my mean mug. I got my lyric. like something.
Thank you. We will. When all this is said and done, hopefully in this new normal that we'll be living
in. Yeah, because like we're very inessential right now. Yeah. So like it's hard.
Yeah, but we need like the I survived the pandemic.
Oh,
like,
man.
Like, We're gonna do something.
Somebody's definitely about to steal that.
By the way, I have to send you the new merch ideas that we do have.
We do have some. Yeah, we have some cool merch that we were working on beforehand. But Ice, listen, again, stay safe out there. Take care of yourself, you and yours. We'll be checking in on you. All right.
All right, man. Talk to y'all later.
All right, peace. Jeff, let's get on the phone with our friend Sasha J.
Okay.
Sasha.
Hi.
What's happening?
What's up?
How are you?
I am okay, you know, coping with the temporary new normal.
It's crazy, right?
This is insane. Like, I still can't, like, wrap my head around it fully because it's, like, so much is going on, too. Like, my nephew was born 2 days ago, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Congratulations.
Yeah, such good news. And then it's just, like, the reality that you can't see him, that you can't, like, there's a lot of stuff like that you have to like go through.
Yeah, it's like, and he's right downstairs too, so it sucks, but you know, I'm just trying to be safe and stay home and take care of my family.
Well, yeah, but speaking on that, you do have a job, and that job is in the air, like literally in the air.
I am a flight attendant, so that is what bugs me even more. That's why my family's treating me like, hey, you know, you got to stay home because you're always in planes and stuff. So I understand it. I have been working. I'm trying my best to, you know, get people home and stay safe. And like, it's like a love and hate situation. It's like one of those things where I'm like, damn, I love my job, but this is so risky and I don't want to get sick. I know what this is what I signed up for and stuff. So.
Well, you did and you didn't, right? Like that's the crazy thing. Like you signed up for the job, not for like the coronavirus.
Yeah, you're right. But you know what's funny? I'm gonna tell you guys a story real quick. So I've only been flying for a year.
Yes.
And I remember like yesterday, I kid you not, and I keep like replaying this conversation in my head. I flew with this one lady who was like number 200 in seniority. And it was like my very first flight. And she's like, oh, you know, she was super sweet, great lady. She like flew for Pan Am and stuff.
Wow.
And she's like, hey, I just want you to make sure, you know what you signed up for. Things could get really ugly. Like I was here when we went bankrupt. I was here for 9/11 and you never know what could happen.
Man.
So that just keeps replaying in the back of my head. And I'm like, damn, look, a few months later, we're going through a pandemic.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah.
It's been 1 year that you've had the job.
Yeah.
Has it been what you expected other than this?
You know what? At first, I was like, yo, you know what? This is going to be easy. Like, I'm going to get to fly. I go to new places, meet new people, but there's a whole lot of shit that comes with it too, you know? There's a whole lot of shit. Like, somebody faints in the plane, guess who got to respond? Us. Like, we are first responders. We are freaking, I don't know, waitresses in the sky. We're everything. Like, in those few hours, we're basically, like, catering to you in every way. Like,
well, let's talk about that for a second in a pre-COVID-19 world, right? So, For the majority of your time up in the skies, who are the people who do not respect flight attendants?
Is it a long list?
my routes are usually to like the to like Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico, Mexico, because I am a speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And I love my people. You know, I am like a little bit Dominican, but man, they could be a handful. They could be a handful. But I would say like any trip to like Florida are like the worst.
I agree.
That would make sense.
That makes total sense to me. Going to Florida sounds like the worst time.
Yeah, it's only because, you know, like, I get that, you know, some people like in DR, like they're traveling for the first time and, you know, they don't know no better. But people that go to Florida, from like JFK to Florida, to LaGuardia to Tampa or something, no, I cannot. They're like, can I have a, what is it, seltzer water and tomato juice and a coffee? And can we have two vodkas while you're at it? I'm like, God damn. And they don't even say thank you. So I'm like, you're welcome.
That's the worst.
Yeah. I mean, like,
I hate that.
Is it okay for me to ask for two snacks?
Yes,
it is
okay. It is okay.
Okay.
You know what? I'm the type of person that I'll give you, like, all the snacks I have. I don't care. Like, if you ask for two, I'm going to give you four. But it's just the way you ask things, like, for things, you know? It's more like...
It's crazy how nervous I always am to, like, even, like, you know, tip the balance of the relationship there.
Yes.
It's like, I understand that when you come by, I get a drink... And I get a snack, and that's the last that we should even interact.
Yeah.
You know?
Also,
yeah.
When
basically,
okay, here's a weird scenario. If the cart is like parked right next to me, is it okay to signal that I need to get up at that point, or like should I just wait?
Ooh, you one of those people?
No. First of all, I'm not. But I'm wondering because I'm sure that there are people out there. Damn, I've never.
It makes more sense to kind of like just wait, or you know, like it depends. Because if we're blocking both bathrooms, okay. So here's the thing, guys: the bathroom in the front, the first class bathroom, FAA regulations is that you can't people in the main cabin, which is coach,
right?
You cannot use that bathroom. That's just FAA regulations. Why? I don't know. And the three bathrooms or two bathrooms in the back are for like the people in coach, but. In that case, if we're not blocking the first, like the first bathroom in the first class section, you can go ahead and use it, like during the like while the carts are out. But don't be that person to be like, "Hey, you're blocking me. I gotta use the bathroom."
Sasha, here's who I am. If there's a little bit of turbulence, I am like, you know, white knuckling.
Yeah, Eric thinks that he's gonna die.
The person like next to me, right? So,
which is one reason why we don't sit next to each other.
For somebody who flies as often as you do, even early in your career, were there any moments where like, you know, your stomach turned or you thought like the worst?
No, you know what? I actually love turbulence. I love it. Like,
does that mean you like roller coasters and?
I love it.
What about turbulence in your relationships?
Oh no. That's another topic. No, but I do love turbulence. Like, it's proven that nothing can happen in the sky. Most things happen when planes are during taxi, landing, or takeoff. So anything like turbulence, like that, it's something. Obviously, there could be really bad turbulence. That's why we ask you to stay the fuck down.
But
you know, I've never been scared of it, and I've had some pretty bad stories.
Really,
but the crazy part is that I go home. Like, there was one time I was flying from LA to JFK, and it was so bad. It was so bad. There was Coke everywhere. Oh. There was like soda, coffee flying everywhere.
Oh.
And like I'm in my seat and I'm literally like I'm jumping. Like it was so bad. And I was scared. But let me tell you, when I got home, I was like, "Ma, you ain't even gonna believe what happened today." No, but I guess it's because I know nothing could happen, like nothing extreme.
Yeah, I mean, like that's got to be a very reassuring thing. At these very weird times with COVID, have there been any protections for you guys?
So they do provide us with like gloves and like hand sanitizer and hand wipes, and then they've been fogging the airplanes. But I don't know if that's enough, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's really scary. And even though now, let me tell you guys, JFK is one of the busiest airports And walking into JFK now is like,
is it a ghost town?
It's so sad.
Yeah.
Like, it's a ghost town. None of the stores are open. You know, planes that take about 180 people are now leaving with like five. And like, it's scary. But
well, who's on your planes now when you're even going? Like, because like, where are these people going to?
Well, so as I said before, my trips were to like DR and stuff.
Yeah.
And that was the last trip I had, and I think that was like 2 weeks ago. So I guess people were just trying to get home and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I work again. I'm going back to work on Friday. And I don't have any of my trips that were, you know, like my regular trips, like the DR trips, because we're not allowed to stay there or even go in anymore.
Mm.
So now I'm just doing like local, like Atlanta. And I don't know. I haven't worked in so long that I'm just like, I don't even know what to tell you guys about that.
Yeah. I mean, like, I hope that you're able to like wear masks. I don't know if that's like a possibility.
Yeah. I am definitely wearing my mask, and if they let me, I will wear my whole entire suit that I ordered from Amazon before all this. Like, I am not playing no games. It's more for like, I know I can't even be close to my family, but it's more to protect. I live by myself.
Right. Yeah.
And like, my family, we live like in the same building or across the street from each other, and they always like to leave like food in my door and stuff.
Yeah.
So any little kind of contact, I'm just being like super cautious with it, you know. So it's more for my family.
For sure. How have you been spending your time, like, while you have been home? Are you watching anything? Like, are you binging? Are you?
Listen, I love Snowfall. Like, I didn't know about that show. And I just binged, and I'm like obsessed. Like, it's so bad. It's so obsessed. There's like something about characters that, like, I don't know, people play it so well that you really think that person is like that in real life.
Yeah, right.
Like, I love that. So I've been binging that, and then, you know, Family Guy is my go-to.
Yep. So you're able to escape.
By the way, Peter Griffin is just like that off camera too.
Yeah, right. I can imagine. Yeah, I am. I also been like cooking and stuff. I've been getting it in the kitchen.
Oh, there we go. What are you cooking?
You know, a lot of like Spanish food, because, you know, I never cooked before, so I'm just kind of like,
wait.
Good.
Wait.
Yeah.
Never.
You heard it here first.
Never cooked before?
Yeah. He was exclusive.
Like, I'll do the basic, like, you know, microwavable mac and cheese and shit.
Microwavable?
but could you, like, boil water before?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really gotten, like, I don't know how to say it, like, done everything. Like, the meat, the rice, the salad. And I haven't really gotten to, like, really, really cook.
Sasha, I feel like we need to get your family on the podcast and talk to them. Like,
I want to know what they think.
My family likes to spoil me. That's the thing. They spoil me. They'll cook. Like, my uncle's a chef, and
he's the
one that's always cooking. So I'm
Sasha doesn't have to cook for anybody. Like, what?
I don't got to do nothing. I mean, it's just me by myself. I'm good with, like, eating sandwiches all day, every day, but, you know, it's not good, so.
Wait, how is the food on your airline?
That. Let's not talk about that.
Do you get two snacks?
No, I honestly, I don't eat anything on the plane anymore. I started out like that because, you know, first time's pay is like a little iffy, but yeah. I used to start, like, when I started, I was eating everything, the Biscoff cookies.
Oh, there we go.
Cheez-Its and all that. But now, a year in, I'm over it. I'm like, I don't want no food, thanks.
You don't even get the Kind bar?
No, I used to love Kind bars too. Like, and we have the good one, like the chocolate chip ones.
Yeah, too, so. Yeah. No, I fuck with those.
Yeah, I love Kind bars. But I'm done. I can't even look at them. So yeah, I just give them away.
Do you want people when they exit the plane?
To clap?
No, to thank you. Thank you. I just think it's a nice thing to do. That's what I like to do.
I always thank people.
You know what? I really don't. It doesn't faze me. Like, I don't know. I me personally, I say thank you to everything. Like, right. I'm the most, like, I'm always like, oh my God, thank you so much. I'm extra thankful for everything. But when it comes to others thanking me, I'm just like, you know what? I did my job. This is what I do every day. So it's like, it is what it is. I'm not pressed to hear you say thank you to me.
What if I wrote a poem
and read the poem?
And read the poem to you as I was getting off the plane.
Oh my God, that's so romantic.
you know who some of the worst people, now I'm thinking about it, are the people when they're boarding the plane and they just stand in the aisle while everyone else is like trying to get on and put their bags.
Oh my God. So that's another thing about, like, oh my God, there's some people that try to like sneak in 4 bags, 3 bags, and I'm like, Yo, where are you going with that? And like, they're in the aisle and they're like a mess. And I'm like, oh my God. Like,
yo, I feel like Sasha is just subbing me just because I bring on 4 bags and I want to get up when the cart is right next to me.
Oh my God. I cannot wait to see you all.
So
I'm going to be like,
asking
you,
for two
guys.
Snacks. Yeah.
Sasha, since you're going to be doing local flights, for example, maybe Atlanta, if you go down to Atlanta, that's like a 2.5-3 hour flight, something like that, right? If you land, then you turn right back around, get on another flight, and come back to New York?
You know what? It is. It all depends, because sometimes we have like 3 legs in a day, which means like we have to go from like Atlanta to Charlotte to Florida and then come back to LaGuardia. It all depends, really. Sometimes I have like 19-hour days, and I'm
Jesus.
Just in the air. Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah, so it all depends.
What I have a couple more questions. One, okay, so I was on the Rihanna plane a million years ago, where Rihanna did seven trips and or 7 countries in 7 days, 7 concerts. And I learned that the most important thing when you're flying that much, you have to stay hydrated.
Yes, that is so important. Like, you do not understand like how important that is. Like, you have to stay hydrated. Like, your lips get chapped if you're not, like, you become dizzy. Like, I make sure I bring my big gallons of water on the flights with me, because I don't play around. That's like the number one reason why people faint and stuff on planes, because they're just dehydrated. So it is really, really, really important to bring your own water, you know, especially if you're going like overseas. It just makes sense to like stack up on water and whatever you drink.
My other thing is, because you're on all these flights and you're doing 19-hour days, do you watch TV? I mean, like, how do you entertain yourself? This is like quarantine. You're doing the exact same thing.
On the plane? I actually love it. So we have this thing called Jump Seat Talk. And, like, you know, I fly with different people every day.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you, by the 2nd hour of flying with somebody, that person's already your best friend. They already know your whole life.
Yeah.
They know your address. Like, I really, that's why I appreciate my colleagues so much, because they will not judge you. They will, like, sit down and talk and act like we've known each other for years. So that's my main source of entertainment, just talking to the people I work with.
Yeah, I mean, like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I've flown with people. Like, I flew with this one lady that flew like with Elvis Presley in the days. That's major.
Yeah.
So I love hearing all these stories, you know?
Yeah. Wait, who have you flown with?
Me? Let's see. Nobody that I actually got starstruck about.
So you haven't flown with us?
Right, right. Until
I haven't.
Until Jeff gets up and reads a poem as he's exiting the plane.
Yeah.
like what's that movie, damn? With Drew Barrymore and freaking
Wedding Singer?
Yes, I love that movie. And when he's singing on the plane, I hope that happens to me one day.
I'm gonna sing Gonna Grow Old with You.
No, but I've never flown with anybody. Like, if Rihanna gets on my flight or like Bad Bunny, I'm definitely gonna be like, hey,
Bad Bunny,
yeah.
Bad Bunny
is how easy is it, like a Robbie from Wedding Singer, to take over the PA?
I mean, it depends how nice your flight attendants are. Because if you're trying to be romantic like that, and like if a guy comes up to me and he's like, "Yo, I want to propose to my girl, or I want to do something romantic for my girl," I'm gonna be like, "Here you go, like, take it, do your romance here." Like, it depends, for real.
Sasha, considering these turbulent times, do you think that your experience of dealing with stress and dealing with bigger issues while in the air has helped you out on a day-to-day basis?
Yes, 100%. Like, I mean, this is like a very, for a lot of flight attendants, this is like a very lonely job already. So you just kind of like, you're on your own every day kind of thing. So, and you deal with a lot of stuff, like you said, stress. So this is, it hasn't been like, I'm not even going to lie. I was definitely that person to be like, oh, this is nothing. This is nothing. But now it's hitting me. Now it's like, okay, well,
it's a big something.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
We got to figure it out now. But I'm not going to like break my head over it because, you know, what else can I do? Just stay in my house and quarantine and
there
stuff.
You go.
So,
well, Sasha, you know. Listen, we so appreciate this. We love you. Take care of yourself. Take care of your family.
Love you guys. And don't be trying to get up while the cars are out. All right, because I will call you guys out.
Sasha, we're gonna be checking in with you. Take care, especially in the skies, and we'll talk to you soon. All right,
thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
All right, Jeff, let's call up Jamal.
All right.
Hello,
Maul.
Jamal in this bitch.
What up? What's happening?
What's going on? How you feeling?
We're doing all right. How are you feeling?
Good. Good. Just finished my commute, so I'm exhausted. Went from the bedroom to the living room.
Maul, when was the last time you were outside?
Yesterday. I go outside daily. I just don't go around people.
Yo, it's so weird. I have this heavy...
You know, we got balconies out this motherfucker.
Oh, listen,
so
listen.
I'm outside.
LA is frequent. Different.
Yeah,
Hollywood
what a life.
Hollywood
outside
is different.
Right now.
There's a heaviness I feel like on my shoulders anytime I think about going outside. It feels like it's wrong. But apparently people are saying going outside is not wrong.
I don't think that's...
I mean,
I don't know.
Keep that energy. It's still wrong.
Okay.
The way that we get through this is by believing that it's wrong because that'll keep us from doing dumb shit like congregating with 10,000 other people who don't think it's wrong and standing shoulder to shoulder with motherfuckers.
Jamal, just be really honest right here in this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing the three of us like you do,
mm-hmm.
myself, Jeff, and yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are we the types to go and congregate with other people right now?
Hell no. We're not the types to congregate with people when it's allowed. We step out sparingly. That's the beauty of it. like this is perfect for us. Like even when we FaceTime before.
Yeah.
And I was like, shit changed. The only thing different is that I don't have to change my underwear, which is a glorious my laundry and my water bill, thank me. I've never saved so much on Tide Pods. This is an ideal, you know, but there's people who need that energy to be in the mix. Like we're not introverts, we
right.
just have introvert tendencies.
Right.
So you go outside, you wave for 5 minutes, and then you get the fuck back home.
Jamal, you moved out to Los Angeles not that long ago. Does mm-hmm. this time that we're living in right now feel like you're extra far away?
It feels like I'm extra far away from family.
Yeah.
And from loved ones. I keep folks close. So like there's texts, there's all sorts of exchanges just through, you know, just through digital means. It feels, I mean, and also the flip side of that is that it feels far away from shit that I'm okay with being far away from. Like when I look at like, just like when Union Square is jammed or like when you see like, it's like, I'm like, okay, I'm okay being distant from that. But also when I see fucking random ass I Am Legend videos on the timeline of New York just being bleak and desolate.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That makes me feel a world away. And that part was, that's particularly heartbreaking.
Yeah. I mean, the crazy thing is that you're far away from things that are right next door to you too. Like, you know, like when you're just stuck
yes.
inside, it's like, it really is like those Love is Blind pods where you're just like, there's walls around you and it doesn't really matter what's outside.
Right.
That's a strong cultural reference.
Thank you. I'm just trying to get a trending topic.
Wow.
Hey, Maul, let's talk about another cultural thing, the Tiger King, right? So everyone was on board. Everyone was loving this shit, how they loved the craziness. They loved every character
in
it.
Wait, did Jamal not?
Hold on.
Okay.
From Joe Exotic on down, everyone watched it. Everyone binged through it. I think Currency was the last person to actually watch it.
Yep.
Starting like today. So everyone's on board. And then, and by the way, we even have friends. Hold on. We even have friends who have bought things from Joe Exotic. And then you see, like, Joe Exotic was close to, like, yeah. Joe Exotic was close to, like, Britney Spears and some other celebrities.
Yeah, and so was Carol.
Okay. And then last night,
Dr. Bhagavan too. He was
first of all, his name is Bhagavan. It means Bhagavan. Lord, or it means friend of God, depending on who you ask.
So everyone's on board. Everyone is
all
like,
respect due. My apologies.
Everyone is like, yo, fuck Carol Baskin. Mm-hmm. Everyone is like,
I mean, because she killed her husband.
She did.
Allegedly.
No,
wow.
She did.
No.
She
wait. Did. Hold on. Where are we going with this?
Carol knows how long it takes tigers to digest a 60-year-old.
But again, everything is going fine. Everything is going smoothly.
By the way, Carol is very litigious. I don't understand why Eric is saying these bold claims.
And then today, someone pulled out yesterday. Somebody pulled out a clip of Joe Exotic, and this had to be like a take from when he was, I believe, running for president or governor, one of the two.
Oh yeah, I saw this.
And Joe Exotic, for anyone who doesn't know. Anybody who doesn't know, Jamal, what's wrong with Joe Exotic today?
Here's the thing about it, right? I appreciate that this time at home has allowed cancel culture to work from home. Also, these motherfuckers are more efficient than they've ever been in life. Cancel culture got in record time.
Yo.
Like, we were on this shit for maybe a week, not even. Because I binged this shit twice across 3 days.
Yo.
I watched this shit once by myself and then once again with a group chat.
No.
So I'm fully not enough to say Dr. Bangladesh's name the right way, but I've been like fully entrenched in Tiger King. And then these motherfuckers got him out of here. He got a racist presidential ad.
He said,
"Wait, are you saying that just because he said that it's okay for white, or what was he doing? He was complaining that white people can't say the N-word.
I can't say the N-word. Now, what I do appreciate is that he's self-censored. Wait, now, he's better than the current president.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Are you saying that his presidential run won't win?
I mean, that in prison, though, the way things are going, we might just welcome an outright convict at this point.
Yeah,
but he had the presence of mind to self-center in the ad, which I was like, you know what,
yo."
That's still my governor.
What do you think? What do you think is going through Joe Exotic's head this past week? You know, he's nobody or whatever in his head.
Wow.
He's somebody. Okay, got it. But then he's like international superstar, internet favorite,
yes,
like king of quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
And then 7 days later,
I don't know.
What
if somebody has been arrested in the past week or 2 weeks. And they get imagine that you come in from the outside world on some bullshit and you get locked up with Joe Exotic and now this is the dude to you. Like, yo, you're Joe Exotic, and like meanwhile Joe Exotic has been doing the single ladies dance in the middle of the cafeteria the entire time. He's been locked up.
I feel like Joe Exotic was like doing okay in prison and now he's killing it. Like
his commissary
is like going like nuts right now. It's like doing numbers.
Wait, no.
Lots of zebra cakes.
There has to be some other people in there who are just like, nah, fuck
they
Joe.
Get Netflix in prison. No. You think people are hitting them up from the outside?
There's got to be.
How pissed off would you be?
Hold on, Kodak Black is doing freestyles every single day from prison. You don't think that people can get Netflix in prison?
I think that there's got to be some other people in prison who are just like, you know, fuck Joe Exotic. He killed those, you know, tigers in a weird way. And you know, who knows what happened to the.
You think there's Carol Baskin fans in prison? I mean, she got her stripes. Carol Baskin got a teardrop tattoo.
Who? So maybe, I love that you just said that Carol Baskin got her stripes.
Who?
You know.
Who killed the alligators? Who killed the alligators?
Wow, here are the real questions.
Oh, man. Oh.
Did Joe Exotic do it? Did he burn down his own warehouse?
Those were Saf's favorite.
I mean, he's self-centered, but he did contemplate saying the N-word, so I have no problem giving him up for this. Joe killed them tigers. I mean, Joe killed them alligators.
I'm saying. Also, by the way, I saw somebody, I saw somebody on the timeline today say that finding out like that Joe Exotic, I think this was Angel Diaz from Complex. I think he said finding out that Joe Exotic is racist is finding out that Hulk Hogan is also racist.
Nah. Wait, it hurt more when Hulk said it because Hulk made us believe in shit. Joe was a degenerate from the get-go. Finding out he was racist, like, that hurt Hulk's star.
Yeah.
This didn't really damage Joe Exotic. I was like, all this means I'm going to go back and watch it again with a more discerning eye.
Maybe
he might have done more shit because he was racist. Like, this just makes me, like, that made me believe he burned the alligators.
Yeah.
Is the fact that he's racist. I found out Hulk Hogan was racist. That shit fucked up my childhood.
Damn.
Wait, this what's the nigga that told me to take vitamins and say my prayers, and he hates black people? So, like, are vitamins and prayers even good for me? Like, why is he?
Okay, what's something worse. That's fucked up about Carol that we don't know?
Something that's fucked up about Carol that we...
I mean, aside from killing...
Carol's not racist. Carol is actively not racist. Carol's got a Haitian ex-boyfriend, a black dude that she kind of been speaking to, and a Puerto Rican side husband. She got a second family.
By the way, there was a second fiance, and he backed out because he was just like, I'm going down the same path as the first guy who got killed.
Oh, shit.
Like, this all came... Like, it's crazy
that was,
how...
That's because he fit the profile. That was Carol. And that's how killers move. Carol knew that eyes were on her. So the second husband looked a lot like the first. And I'm not saying that because sometimes white people look alike.
That, well,
I'm
you know.
Saying that because...
I mean, we look alike. Yeah.
You look nothing. You don't look like your twin brother. You all look different and marvelous in your own way.
Jamal,
thank you, Jamal.
Thank you. Do you have any other programs that you're spending time with right now, binging through or catching up on?
You know, I've tried not to because I found productivity. I mean, it wasn't taking a back seat, but I found that I was more engaged in what was on the screen than I should have been, and I'd end up with long. So I've recently restarted The Sopranos, just because it's something I know that can be on in the background. At a point, I don't just listen to the ambient music anymore because I need something like that for anything longer than a couple of hours.
Right.
Be me taking a nap on the couch.
Right.
Excuse me. So I keep The Sopranos on in the background. So that's what I've restarted. I've been watching Dave on Netflix, which is on FX, pardon me, which is hilarious. And that's it. I've tried to stay away. I'm going to start reading books again, get back to my roots.
Have you been able to escape social media, or is that something that you've doubled down on?
I think I'm on social media about the same as before. It's just now everybody else is there too.
I feel like people have disappeared from Instagram except for Instagram Live. I think that
on Instagram Live. I've been in so many Instagram Lives that felt like interventions because it was just me and this motherfucker looking at the screen. And you know how they stare at the bottom of it waiting for you to ask a question and say something.
Wait, but do you ship out?
So now you can't leave?
Oh yeah. My God.
See, I feel bad because I went to hit the X button one time. It just said, oh, hey, Jamal, I see you in here. And I was like, fuck, now I got to stay just in case they say something direct to me.
You know
and
what?
I have typed in like, "Oh, I see you working. Hope you're good," and then waited for the response. Then I X'd out. So
Jamal,
I've
also seen you in a lot of the Instagram lives that we've been in. Obviously, the battles, and I do want to give you credit because up there with T.I. and Fat Joe, I think your commentary has been just A+.
I appreciate that.
You have said some just nasty things to some people.
Are they nasty?
Jamal.
Let's talk an honest
Jamal, you, your things? Mouth is just like Joe Exotic, you know, like very filthy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
actually the biggest compliment I've been paid since quarantine.
Jamal,
it means a lot.
You said some not nice things to Jonte Austin.
What did I say to Jonte Austin?
You said
I felt like I was complimentary.
You said he looks like Ryan Leslie if his life had gone terribly.
No. Okay, so that... All right.
I'm sorry. Is this like out of context?
That's like... I've been misquoted. I said he looks like Ryan Leslie, with good life decisions.
Oh, that's what it was.
I fuck with Judge.
You were killing Ryan Leslie. That's what it was.
I was killing. Oh, I'll kill Ryan Leslie all day. That scraggly motherfucker. No, I fuck with Judge.
By the way, we're patching in Ryan Leslie right now.
Hold on 1 second.
Please, yeah. No, please. I'll sing gibberish with Ryan Leslie. I cannot like you and love your music. And that's the thing. I also fuck with Ryan Leslie. There's just moments that I've had like Ryan Leslie brush ups. I'm just like, you know.
Wait, do we need to have a Jamal and Ryan Leslie Instagram battle?
Yeah.
just go back and forth. Yeah. Him playing music and me tearing it down. Talking about how he could have made Cassie a happy woman.
Oh, my.
No, nah, that's not. That's not necessary. But I mean, we could. Look, if shit gets slim, if we don't get Puffin JB.
Yeah.
I will go back and forth with Ryan Leslie over who fucked up with Cassie Moore.
Yo.
Was it me by leaving eye emojis on all her IG posts? Mm. Or was it him by running her into the arms of Puff?
Do you think that the Puff and JD thing is going to happen with some? Oh, not at all?
I'm sorry, what was the did I just answer quickly?
I just didn't know if it was going to happen like just like a surprise drop, or if it's going to be something that happens like with due notice and everyone
for
can
charity
get,
or whatever.
Yeah, and everyone can get like amped up about it.
I feel like if it's going
be amped up.
Yeah, I don't think it would just like pop up on the timeline. I think that it's going to be an event, and I think that they would probably raise money for charity.
That'd be great
because I mean, like it's so big.
Yeah,
that and for Puff's showmanship.
Yeah,
I don't see it happening in a way. Or, I mean, and IG Live, I mean, I think it's been amazing how much there are so many digital platforms that have kind of shown themselves as close to essential as you can be for a disposable service or a seemingly disposable service.
Yeah.
But, and when I say disposable, I mean, like, if you lost it tomorrow, like, life would be impacted, but
right.
We wouldn't be cut off at the knees.
Right.
Because, believe me, I love
Well,
IG,
as an influencer.
But, yeah.
Don't say those words around me. I don't see Puff doing it in a way that's not where it can't be controlled or quality can't be ensured.
Yeah.
And there are so many variables that come into play with IG Live, as evidenced by Sean Garrett. You know, like I don't see him doing it and without being able to control all those ins and outs.
So you think that he would probably put it on like a Revolt or something?
Maybe not even Revolt, but maybe, I mean, just even going so far as being able to control the Wi-Fi on either end, you know, or
being able,
like, just having those tech pieces in place.
Yo, shout out to DJ Green Lantern, by the way, who got the audio shit right. Like, I saw him do an Instagram Live, and he was DJing, and the audio...
Yeah, because he plugged it straight into...
Went right into the phone, and it was fucking phenomenal. Like, he had the mic into the phone, he had the both decks into the phone, it was phenomenal.
That's brilliant. And I mean, all these people are sitting in studios.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, we could have a battle on a Beats pill, and it would probably sound just like a lot of those battles. Shout out to Beats.
Yep.
I mean, it would sound much better than those battles because of the superior audio that Beats offers. Hashtag ad.
Yeah, there you go.
But yeah.
By the way, can
as
someone,
an influencer,
can someone what? Get a stand for Neo's phone not to fall down anymore?
He needs something. He was in a studio with 15 people and somebody else couldn't hold your phone?
Yo, what do you think about hype men in that situation? What do you want, Jamal, from a viewer's experience?
Go home. I want you to go home. I want you to social distance so this shit can be over. Like, you're doing nothing. If you're not the engineer or the runner... Like, if you're not going to the kitchen to get Neo a bottle of water and a Pop-Tart, what the fuck are you really doing? Yeah. You just standing around, filling your cup up, drinking the supplies, trying to be a part of it. Like, yeah, no, you can leave.
If an artist that you were friends with, Jamal, called you up and was like, yo, I'm doing a battle tonight and I need you in the background to do ad-libs and to, like, sort of, like, you know, point at the camera and just be involved, would you do that?
I'm useless to you then. What I would say to them is, let me be of best service to you.
Yeah, and let me dance.
Let me pop into the IG Live.
Yes.
And kill Ryan Leslie.
No, let me pop into the IG Live. Let me say two things. You give me a shout out, and then I leave. That's how I do my best work.
Would you ask them to pin your at, like, as one of the comments?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. Most definitely. I would want to end up in everybody's screenshot. So I would ask that I get pinned just so that one little scathing bar can be in there.
Jamal,
yes, that's a great idea.
Just generally speaking, how are you sleeping these days? How are you keeping active? How is your like life changed while being in these four walls?
No gym is weird.
Yep.
I'd fallen in love with getting that sweat in and doing so. Activity has admittedly been a hit. I ordered a resistance band and have been doing workouts at home. I've been doing boot camp with Zeus every week and have just been going outside. Like, my neighborhood, thankfully, is like it's in the city, but it has a very suburban feel.
Yeah. Well, what's your address?
I live at the W in Brentwood, so come and see me.
Yeah.
But no, so I've been making it a point to go out and walk more often. Sometimes that walk turns into a jog and a run. But just making sure that I'm like out getting fresh air, getting a sweat in. As far as sleep, I've been sleeping wonderfully.
Wow.
I usually, last night, what time did I go to bed? 10:30.
Wow.
So it's like, because the work is done. Like, there's nobody standing in the way. So, like, I'm reviewing contracts. I'm knocking things out. Like, I have my discussions. I don't get pulled into 1,000 Zoom happy hours. So, like, the day, like, the usual, all the shit that fucks up a day, like human interaction,
yeah,
is there. So that's nice. But, yeah, I tweeted some time ago, I'm trying to find the peace and the panic.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I've completely found it, but I've gotten to a place where it feels like I've found a substantial chunk of it.
That's dope.
And I'm just trying to maintain that and, you know, take care of myself and be present to those who may need as well. Certainly texting and talking with family and loved ones and, FaceTime check-ins from my favorite brothers.
There you go.
Makes this, you know, it makes it just that much smoother. And I stay the fuck off of House Party. That shit has turned into people just doing that shit. That is
very disposable.
Wait, is it like is it like chat roulette fast, where people are just like showing dicks?
I wasn't on chat roulette because I'm not a creep.
But like, the amount of effort it took to remember what that thing was. Was just like, you know, like the claw hand that like at the arcade.
Yeah,
it was like, yes, trying that. I was like, what is the name of that thing? Like, just like,
Jeff still got it.
Yeah, love a good chat roulette. Guess I'm gonna go on chat roulette right after this.
All
right,
Maul.
The reflexes are there.
Maul, we love you. Take care of yourself. Take care of all of your loved ones. We'll be calling to check in on the regular. And
yes, we will have our usual conversations, which are just like these, but they have video.
And
yes,
otherwise,
it's a house party.
We'll see you. We'll see you at the Puff and the JD battle. All right.
Absolutely. Oh, can I say one more thing?
Please.
Oh God.
Shout out to Abigail. And Emmanuel Miranda.
There you go. Yeah. All right, Maul. Take care.
We worked Hunter into this one. All right. Love you guys.
Take care. Shout out to Jamal Jamot. Shout out to Sasha J. And shout out to Officially Ice. Jeff, we back tomorrow.
We are back every day forever.
As always, guys. Not for real. For real.
Sure.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.